This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, the announcement that Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the United States Supreme Court has thrown the world, the political world, into flux. What will Democrats do? Will this unite the party? Will this bring all the social issues to the forefront of this? We're going to talk to Jeff Bartos. Want to welcome him back to the show. Jeff, Republican candidate for United States Senate to succeed Pat Toomey in the United States Senate. Jeff, good morning.
Rich, good morning, my friend. How are you? And, of course, a good morning to all your listeners.
Well, good morning to you. It was fun seeing you for lunch a couple weeks ago at Jaime's. Always good to see you. And, of course, our buddy Lou, too. So that was fun.
Lou's great. He just he just got his check ride on a bigger plane. So he's doing those life flights and helping to bring people to surgeries and helping to get people to doctors that they need. So, yeah, he's a great guy, and it was great to see him. Always great to see you, of course.
Louis Barson, of course, of Jaime's on the main line. So, Jeff, how's it going? You won a straw poll recently. I saw an article about you that said you are emerging as the Republican front runner in this race for U.S. Senate, which is amazing because there's commercials flooding the airwaves on television every day. They're not your commercials, but you're still the guy winning. Seems to be winning these straw polls.
Yeah, you know, Rich, I think it really is. I couldn't be more grateful. We've won three. So that we've had three straw polls, the Central Caucus, which is the largest caucus in the Commonwealth, representing, I think, something like 22 counties, the northeast part of the Commonwealth, and then the Lehigh Valley, which we call the NECRA Caucus. So we've won all three. Very broad diversity there in terms of agriculture and industry and oil and gas. It's an amazing sort of stretch there. And we've won them all. I think what it says, really, fundamentally, is that the grassroots activists, the people in our Commonwealth who actually make our party work and move forward, they see a lifelong Pennsylvanian in me with a deep, deep love and commitment to the Commonwealth. And they look around at the people flooding the airwaves. And as I've said before, the people flooding the airwaves are political tourists or Airbnb candidates, if you will. They are stopping by a street in Lancaster County, taking a couple quick photos for Instagram, filming a quick video and then moving on, almost filling their scrapbook with their tour of the Commonwealth with absolutely no roots whatsoever. And so the grassroots know it. They know that I'm the one that's fighting for Pennsylvania every day. They know that I'm running to serve the Commonwealth, and the others are running for the Commonwealth to serve them.
So what are the biggest issues you're hearing about, Jeff, as you campaign, you talk to people?
I think, well, first and foremost, 2 years into this COVID nightmare, the common sense and wisdom of everyday Pennsylvanians says very loudly and clearly, enough is enough. Our schools need to stay open. And Rich, our good friend Clarice has been fighting that fight for a year and a half or 2 years and doing an amazing job.
Yeah,
our
now she's running for statewide office herself. She's running for lieutenant governor, so which is fantastic, I think.
Yeah, and doing a great job out there. And she's doing a great job in the caucuses as well. And so once and for all, schools need to be open. Our businesses need to be open. Our churches and synagogues need to be open. Let us live our lives. Trust us to do the right thing for ourselves, our families, and our communities. And that is like a fundamentally conservative message, one that I have been talking about since I launched the campaign over a year ago. So I think that's top of mind. Certainly inflation. Everywhere you go, as broad and diverse as the Commonwealth is in terms of industries, from agriculture to oil and gas to logistics, you name it. We have this remarkable economy in Pennsylvania that Governor Wolf has done his level best to try to dismantle. But everywhere you go, inflation is crushing working families. It's a top issue for people. And then, of course, when you talk to small business owners on main streets across the Commonwealth, it's finding employees, having the ability to stay open. And this theme, Rich, that's really been around for a couple of years now, which is why do career politicians keep passing policies in implementing policies that favor giant companies over the little guy on Main Street. It's something that really inspires my whole campaign. I'm running to save Main Street, Pennsylvania, across all 67 counties. And as I like to say in the Senate campaign, the others, you can't save Main Street if you can't find Main Street. And for many of these other candidates, it's their first time in the Commonwealth in a long time or ever.
Well, you had a fundraising organization that you set up to help businesses during COVID. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, early in the pandemic, I co-founded with a great group of local leaders here in southeastern Pennsylvania. And then, of course, we recruited some great folks around the Commonwealth. Dozens of volunteers joined the effort with a very simple mission: save as many small businesses as we possibly could across all 67 counties until these businesses could reopen. Through the generosity of Pennsylvanians and the remarkable civic spirit of people across the Commonwealth, we raised $3.5 million and helped over 1,000 women and men keep their small businesses open, keep the lights on, saving thousands of jobs for working families. And those working families kept their jobs, and now the Biden administration's policies and certainly the inflation that we've seen is making it very, very hard for those same working families.
Jeff Bartos is here. He's running for United States Senate in Pennsylvania. He's competing in the primary, which is going to be underway in a couple months with the grassroots and the straw polls and everything happening as we speak. Jeff, with the announcement yesterday that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is going to be stepping down, this obviously opens up another pick and a potential battle for this. It's possible it might be decided before the election in November, but it may not, and it may drag on. What do you want to see coming out of a Supreme Court nominee, and what do you think is most important if you are to become a U.S. senator, your job in the process of when there's a confirmation hearing?
Well, I think what would be amazing, right, which is not going to happen because Chuck Schumer is incompetent. His politics are all wrong, obviously, but he's also incompetent. Mitch McConnell, when Justice Ginsburg passed, Mitch McConnell brilliantly led the Senate through a confirmation process for Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate was able to do that, confirm her and confirm President Trump's nominee in a very, very streamlined and very efficient way, and did a great job. Senator Schumer has shown he has no competence to run the Senate or to actually get things done, which is, by the way, great for conservatives. Thank goodness. I'm reminded of that scene in Die Hard. When they need the FBI, they need the incompetence of the FBI to unlock the seventh lock, right? I mean, you know, the best thing we have going for us is conservatives.
I give you the FBI. Yeah, it's one of the best scenes in the movie.
Right, Rich. I give you, you know, if we're looking for a miracle here on trying to keep a left-wing progressive justice off the court, you know, if we need a miracle on this one, I give you Senator Chuck Schumer from New York. But in all seriousness, it would be awesome if we could get back to a place where a nominee could get 70, 75, 80 votes in the United States Senate. We used to be able to do that. We used to be able to get 90 votes in the United States Senate for nominees. And so what I'd like to see is a nominee from the president that respects the Constitution, is an originalist, doesn't try to legislate from the bench, is not an activist. I don't have any confidence that President Biden is going to do that. But as a senator myself, if I were sitting in the Senate now, and certainly a year from now, I hope to be, I would be looking for just that. I want brilliant women and men nominated for district court, appellate court, and the United States Supreme Court who have a deep respect for the Constitution, understand their place in the constitutional system. We absolutely have judicial review, but we should not have judges who make law from the bench. And we saw that. The contrast between, we saw in the Warren Court in the 50s and 60s, and the progressivism that we saw flow from that was bad. And so generally speaking, that was bad. And we're going to see, I hope, for many, many years now, a conservative majority on the court stay in their lane, for lack of a better word.
Jeff, the Democrats, I think, are so out of touch. I saw recently that they said they think the biggest issue in the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania is going to be getting rid of the filibuster. I can't think of anything that is more out of touch with what people on Main Street are talking about than the filibuster. But obviously that's the Democrats' secret plan here, is get rid of the filibuster, make D.C. the 51st state, get two more Democrat senators, and then just run roughshod over everything. I mean, how much do you see this battle playing out? And when you're on the road, I mean, does anybody bring this up, or is this just the kind of thing that, again, you know, Washington and pundits and people like that are talking about?
Well, no, I think the grassroots is absolutely talking about it in this context. And I try to talk about it or speak about it everywhere I go and try to. I mean, of course, yeah, you can get the ivory tower people and want to go back into legislative history. And yes, it used to be 67 votes and 60 votes and all that fun stuff. But at the end of the day, here's what I try to share. And Rich, if you like it, please use it. The filibuster is all that stands between all of us, you know, living our lives, going about our lives, living the lives we want to live in our communities. And then that's all that stands between us and our, quote, normal lives, whatever that means in a COVID world, and having to have two eyes on Washington all the time. Because in a world where majoritarian rule is the order of the day in the House and the Senate, laws go back and forth like a ping pong match, whoever's in charge. And for all those of us who want to start a business, run a business, are employed in a business, are retirees, school children, college students, literally everybody from birth through old age has to then watch Washington to make decisions about what the next 2 years may look like. And that is not how our system is designed. And so the filibuster is the last line of defense against a majoritarian, I would say almost authoritarian rule of a majority. And we cannot have that. And so the filibuster is vitally important. But, Rich, it goes even beyond that. Every Democrat running, and this is why they talk about it, every Democrat running for the Senate wants to blow the filibuster up. But they're all also going to have to answer for schools shut, churches shut, synagogues shut, businesses shut, Main Street's destroyed over the last 2 years. They're going to have to answer for that. And it's why when I get through this primary, I'm going to have a big win in the general, because the contrast, right? The Democrats shut down our lives and ripped apart our communities. And I did my level best to roll my sleeves up and try to help as many people as we could, over 1,000 businesses and thousands of working families during the pandemic. That contrast, which I will be running on and advocating for every day through this campaign, that contrast is how we win in November. And it's why I'm excited to get into this general election campaign. Just got to get through the primary.
Jeff Bartos, where can people find you if they want to learn more about your campaign?
JeffBartos.com, JeffBartos.com. And Rich, before I run, I hope you'll ask these questions that we're seeing in the straw polls. Everywhere we go in the straw polls, these great grassroots activists are asking every candidate, where were you the last 2 years and what did you do to help Pennsylvanians? And that is fundamentally why we keep winning these straw polls.
But we know where you were. You were running for lieutenant governor.
That's over the last 5 years. That's right. Running, trying to get a great message out, and then helping keep these businesses open. It's been an unbelievable 5 years, and I'm beyond grateful to my fellow Republicans as we continue to travel the state. We have two more this weekend. We have the Northwest and the Southwest caucuses on Saturday, and love to come back anytime to talk to you about sort of how those go and how we go heading into I think the first time you and I sat down together was at the state party endorsement process back in 2018. So happy to come on and talk about that as well.
Well, and you also came in studio too, which was fun, but you know, cause COVID, we don't do a lot of that anymore, but hopefully at some point very soon we can do that again. Cause the in studio visits are always a treat, but we got to get past this nonsense.
If you want, I can wear a hazmat suit and stand 25 feet away. We can do the interview in studio.
You know, I'm not worried about it, but my company may appreciate that. So we'll find out from them. Jeff Bartos, thanks, buddy. And we'll talk again soon. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for everything. Always great to speak with you. And have a great rest of the week.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.